On October 30th, kids in schools across the country will be encouraged to sit at lunch with someone they don't usually sit with. Mix It Up at Lunch is an 11-year-old program, part of the Teaching Tolerance curriculum created by the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate groups. The goal of Mix It Up Lunch? To break up cliques and stop bullying. But an evangelical group, the American Family Association, says Mix It Up Lunch has a hidden agenda to promote homosexuality. The group's running a campaign to get parents to pull their kids out of school on the 30th. Around 200 schools have already canceled activities altogether. Kim Severson is writing about all this for the New York Times. Kim, those cancellations, are they because of the campaign by the American Family Association?
Not every school has canceled for that reason. I spoke to one school that canceled simply because they're working so hard to meet standardized test requirements. They didn't have any extra time to participate. But for the most part, most of those schools have decided just not to do Mix It Up at Lunch Day because of the perception among some parents that this was part of an effort to discriminate against Christian students and promote homosexuality among students.
We'll talk a little more about that. Is there any material in the Teaching Tolerance program that calls for that, that mentions homosexuality at all?
Well, there's not a specific part of this program that's about homosexuality. Certainly in materials about tolerance from the Southern Poverty Law Center, discrimination against kids who might be gay or lesbian is certainly included in some of the materials. It doesn't specifically mention groups as a whole. The Teaching Tolerance curriculum or the suggested activities isn't group-specific. The Southern Poverty Law Center, though, has recently added the American Family Association and a couple of other anti-homosexual Christian-based groups to its list of hate groups. And I think this is a little bit about a pushback from the American Family Association. The Southern Poverty Law Center believes that, for example, organizations that try to convert gay children or gay teenagers, gay adults, into heterosexual adults is a hateful act. There are groups that are fighting to deny gays and lesbians the right to marry. I think the American Family Association, other groups see that as any group that supports that position as being
hateful,
promoting a homosexual agenda. And so because Southern Poverty Law Center is linked in, I think that this is a pushback against that.
Well, sure, because these groups say they object to being included with neo-Nazis and Holocaust deniers. And they also say that anti-bullying policies are a mechanism for punishing Christian students who believe homosexuality is not something that should be normalized. In other words, they don't feel that they should have to go sit next to somebody. But as you said, there's no direct call in the Mix It Up Lunch for somebody to go sit with someone who is gay. But can kids opt out?
Is there a rule that you have to go sit with someone who is a conservative Christian? So it's really not about the groups per se.
Right. But can kids opt out?
Schools do have their own way of doing this. Some schools assign numbers to kids and say, you're going to go today and sit with a certain group that you normally don't sit with, or they may pair a kid in a wheelchair with the quarterback, and those two kids will hang out. Different schools do it in different ways. Some of them just require that you sit at a different lunch table than you did. There's different levels of enforcement, if you will, depending on the school. And parents certainly do not have to send their kids to school that day if they don't want to.
Well, there are about 2,500 schools that have participated over the years. What do schools say that embrace it?
The schools that embrace it like it because it gives an administrator a reason to get children talking about different groups of people. It gives a context. And it also allows them to get kids to actually sit with different kids at school. It's a really useful tool. One particular school I talked to in Pennsylvania, fairly rural Pennsylvania, that has a large number of special needs kids, says that those kids in particular can feel isolated. And so they like it because it offers context to talk about getting along with all different kinds of groups of people.
That's Kim Severson of the New York Times talking about the upcoming, on October 30th, Mix It Up Lunch Day, which has taken on some controversy. We'll continue to follow this. Kim, thanks so much.
Thanks.
And there's lots of comments about this on the Atlantic Journal Constitution. They carried Kim's article. We'll link you at hereandnow.org. But meanwhile, let us know your thoughts at hereandnow.org on this issue. Some people saying kids shouldn't have to sit with someone they don't like. Others calling the evangelicals the bullies. Back in 30 seconds. Here and Now.